I always feel challenged by 7 o'clock masses because I'm never sure that the Spirit works this late. What an incredible woman Mary was. What an incredible woman. She doesn't say much in Scripture, but what she says is pretty powerful. The first conversation we have with her is the conversation between her and Angel Gabriel. Minding your own business, Gabriel says, God has plans for you, and Mary says yes. Don't know how it's going to unfold, because this is pretty complicated, but yes, God has asked me, and I will do it. And then the story unfolds with Mary and Joseph and the challenges that they face. And then the next time we hear Mary, of course, is tonight, when she offers praise and glory to God. And in her prophetic voice, tells us how things in the future will be with respect to her. She's not bragging about it. She's just simply saying, this is what happens when the Lord calls you. The last recorded thing in Scripture that Mary says, the wedding at Cana, comes to Jesus, says they're out of wine, and Jesus, being sort of a smart aleck, says, what do you want me to do about it, Mom? And she looks at the wine stewards and she says, do what he tells you. She's done. She doesn't have anything else to say. It's no wonder that the Virgin was a special devotion of our Father Dominic. Father Dominic loved the Virgin, which is the reason why we wear the rosaries on our side in honor of her. And I guess for me, she sets the standards for us in our daily lives. Your will, God, not mine. You tell me what to do, and I will do my best to make it unfold, whatever it costs, wherever I have to go, whatever I have to face, because in her day and age, being pregnant out of wedlock wasn't something that was, you know, handled pretty well. Joseph said it. She could be stoned. Joseph was a good man, too, because Joseph said yes. He understood the cost, but he said yes. And so we have this couple, Joseph and Mary. Yes, God, we will do what you ask us. We will travel. We will run. We will hide. We will do what you have asked us to do. Together. Because God has called us to do that. And then how often in our lives are we called to offer praise and glory to God in our daily lives? Just simply saying to God, what a glorious day you've given us. What a wonderful, wonderful calling you have given me to be a child of God in a world that challenges us to speak out in God's love with power and with grace, with passion. I can't imagine Mary and Joseph not being passionate about the lives that they were living. I can just imagine them sitting at the dinner table over coffee after Jesus is in bed, trying to figure out, how are we going to raise this child? What are we going to do? I don't know, Joe, but we've been called to do it, so we better figure it out. And so they do. We don't know what happens to Joseph. Apparently he dies, and I can imagine Jesus weeping at the death of his stepfather. But he didn't die before he gave Jesus the ability to support himself and his mother as a carpenter. He was a good Jew most of his life. He attended temple. He studied Scripture. He prayed. He followed the rules. As he got a greater and greater understanding of what that meant at the feet of Mary and Joseph, but certainly at the feet of Mary. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. What if we could start every day like that, with that kind of an attitude? My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. This humble woman who said yes and then lived it out. She was at the foot of the cross. She understood from an early age what had to happen, and she watched Jesus grow into this man. And then she said, "Do what he tells you," to the disciples and to us. She still says that, "Do what he tells you." And what does he tell us? Love God, neighbor self. Live out the good news that I have given you in your daily lives. Because that's the best way that you can praise me. That's the best way that you can show how much you love me, by living that out. And if we do that with intentionality, with power, and with passion, what else could our soul do but proclaim the greatness of the Lord?